All right. This is the case of the 341 meeting in the case of Premier Exhibitions Management LLC. Filed as case number 16-2233 in the Middle District of Florida, Jacksonville Division. The date is August 10th, 2016. Current time is about 1:20, and we are in Jacksonville, Florida. My name is Scott Baumkamp. I'm a trial attorney with the U.S. Trustee, and I'll preside over the meeting. If the parties who are present for the meeting could please make an appearance.
Daniel Blanks on behalf of the debtors.
Jerome Henschel on behalf of the debtors.
All right. Any other parties like to make appearances? Not.
Yes, on the phone.
Go ahead.
On the phone, Ari Newman of Greenberg Traurig on behalf of secured creditors, Lan Feng, Xi Zhang, and Heiping Zhu.
Hello, Chris Broussard on behalf of the Armada Group, GP Inc.
Jimmy Wong on behalf of Packard Capital Partners.
Armando Toledo on behalf of Michael Liu.
Brian Wanger from Kaleo Little, Kaleo Legal, on behalf of debtors.
All right. And Mr. Henshaw, you are the debtor representative, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. You would raise your right hand. In connection with your testimony here today in this case, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. So we previously called the case of Premier Exhibitions LLC, and I'll spare you providing redundant testimony. But what does Premier Exhibitions Management do in the scheme of the affiliate debtors' operations? How does it fit in?
I guess you could describe it as the operating company.
It's okay.
The company that employs all the employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of, usually it's a party to contracts.
Okay.
That's where it's the company that manages, installs, deinstalls exhibitions.
How many employees?
In the U.S. part here, there, as of yesterday, there were 27 full-time and 67 part-time.
Okay. Foreign employees as well?
There are employees in a Canadian subsidiary of Premier Exhibitions, Dino King Tech.
Is that a debtor in bankruptcy?
No, it's not.
Okay. But at any rate, the 27 and the 67 work for Premier Exhibitions Management. They're employed in the United States.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So in the Premier Exhibitions case, we discussed several exhibits. This is the operating entity that actually conducts and manages the exhibits.
That is correct.
Okay. Is that the only business of the debtor?
That is correct. I mean, the ancillary business is selling merchandise at these exhibitions.
Okay. Okay, and this debtor is the owner of the bank accounts of the affiliate group, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. The Bank of America account that had $1.3 million in it as of the filing, that remains open, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, and it's been converted to a DIP account?
By way of the consent of the court. The same account numbers, but it's designated as...
So it's fully collateralized up to however much money is in the account.
I don't understand the question, sorry.
It's that Bank of America considers that a debtor in possession account.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're not, you're insured up you're protected up and above the FDIC insurance limit, essentially. It's a debtor in possession account.
Yes, it is.
What about the other bank accounts? Do those remain open?
There was one bank account in England which was just closed last week.
Is that the Royal Bank of Scotland bank account?
Yes, 40-odd thousand.
Okay, and the other Royal Bank of Scotland account remains open, the 11-odd thousand?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I know, unless they combine them.
What about the other Bank of America account and the other Wells Fargo account?
Some of those accounts could be payroll accounts. We have a bunch of accounts, but are what we call sweep accounts. The money goes in from the various locations and automatically gets transferred into the main account every week.
Okay, okay. So you referenced a bunch of accounts. Just looking at your schedules, I see the big bank account and then another Wells Fargo account, another Bank of America account, and two Royal Bank of Scotland accounts. Are there additional accounts?
There is an account for RMS Titanic.
Is that owned and maintained by RMS Titanic, or is it owned and maintained by this debtor?
I know where it's in the books, but it's a trust account, which was required that we set up by the court as part of the decision when they give us title to the Titanic artifacts. We're required to put in $25,000 every quarter until that trust account reaches $5 million.
This is with regard to the American collection, and this was at the direction of the Eastern District of Virginia District Court?
Yes, I think in 2012.
Okay.
August 15th.
What entity owns that account?
I'm going to say it's a trust account in RMS Titanic Inc.'s.
Okay. Okay, and is it listed in those schedules? Okay. So just to I'm still a little troubled by the language you used, a bunch of sweep accounts. Is it really a bunch of accounts, or is it only the accounts listed on the bankruptcy schedules?
Historically they had set up an account for every venue, and that doesn't happen anymore. Now the accounts they set up, they're immediately just transferred into the main account automatically.
Okay.
There may be some old accounts there from old venues that
All right.
should be closed out.
So I'm just going to show you the schedule A/B that was filed by the debtor and the listing of bank accounts. And is this a true and correct listing of the debtor's bank accounts as of the filing date?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, and that is a complete listing as well.
Yes.
All right. All right. And in terms of the entity that actually owns the artifacts, collectibles, antiquities, curiosities, whatever you want to call them, across
two companies own them.
Okay. RMS Titanic has the Titanic stuff.
Correct.
And Premier Exhibition Management has the other stuff.
That is correct.
Okay. And so based on our discussion in the Premier Exhibitions case, this is the debtor that I'm requesting file an addendum regarding non-Titanic stuff.
There may not. I mean, there's exhibition. You know, your walls, your lights.
Well,
that's
so. There's an amount of discretion involved here. I'm saying my position is that there's insufficient detail in the schedules, and I'll leave it to your discretion as to exactly how much detail to provide. But if you have Jim Belushi sweater, for example, I don't know that you do, but if you do. That's a valuable item that should be listed as a line item. You could probably list items like lights collectively or, you know, that kind of thing. But to the extent that you have specific valuable curiosities, antiquities, etc., that they should be listed as a line item. And I can't precisely draw that line for you. But
I'm not sure if we have that information in detail, because it's not like the artifacts where they're cataloged.
Okay.
These are exhibits, which it might be artwork in them, and the creative part that creates, say, for example, a Titanic exhibit.
Okay. So, well,
I know what I see is I see an Excel sheet with by location. Here's the capital of the fixed assets for that particular location.
So, I mean,
Mr. Bonnier, maybe you can describe this. So, take the SNL exhibit by way of an example.
Sure.
That I believe in. Someone correct me if I'm misstating this, but I don't believe we have any actual SNL item. Meaning, there's not an actual, you know, Jim Belushi sweater.
Okay.
It's IP that we have from NBC and from Saturday Night Live, and for the use of the images and the IP and the other trademark copyrights of SNL exhibit. Then, secondly, they've used that and created on their own various productions, meaning of art as well as video and other items, to using that technology. Moreover, they have reproduced various items that one would have seen on Saturday Night Live. So, for example, the stage would have been recreated. And so, collectively, they have the set of SNL.
And okay.
Is that
Mr. Bonnecamp, this is Brian Wanger. I've been waiting for the perfect time to add some color to what Mr. Blanks just indicated.
Please go ahead and add color.
The company does not own any of the artifacts from Saturday Night Live. We can distinguish between exhibitry, which is comprises the stage, the backdrop, the lighting, the cases, that sort of thing, and the artifacts themselves, the actual pieces owned by Lorne Michaels Production Group or NBC. Premier simply licensed those artifacts and created its own experience, created its own exhibitry. But the company itself simply licenses the artifacts, doesn't own them, nor does the company own the human anatomy specimens or the Pompeii artifacts or any other artifacts other than the Titanic artifacts that we are, have discussed at such length, and some various other, if you call them artifacts, but props and exhibitry like the dinosaurs and that sort of thing.
Okay, all right. Of course, the debtor knows its business much better than I know the debtor's business, but. I would request an addendum of some kind to elaborate on, office furniture, fixtures and equipment, machinery, equipment and vehicles, intangibles and other intellectual property, just to give the creditor and equity body a bit more insight into what the debtor actually has. And, of course, the debtor will have to... in the first instance, figure out how to present that. At this point, I'm just asking for an addendum with a bit more detail, because at this point, we just have generic categories and numbers.
Okay, we will do so.
The individuals, Mr. Haiping Zhu, Zi Zhang, Lang Fang, is it correct that they have purport to have a secured claim against all of the assets of this debtor, Premier Exhibitions Management LLC?
I believe they do, yes.
Okay. And again, the debtor has a variety of unsecured debts. Again, they're listed as contingent and unliquidated and disputed. That sounds like there's a necessary amendment there. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree.
Okay.
I guess there was a theoretical question as to whether a phone bill is dated the middle of the month, whether there was a little bit of accrued expense that should have been, that probably why that box was ticked.
Well...
it's not exactly on June 14th what you owe, because there might be 4 days of phone service if the phone bill is dated June 10th.
I don't think a hyper-technical interpretation is warranted in this case. I just request a good faith review of whether particular debts are contingent.
Yeah, we will go through the individual.
Okay, I appreciate that. What is Lorne Michaels' company that you do business with?
I've never heard of that company till today.
Okay. Is that just because you're still familiarizing yourself with the debtor's business?
I have read the 10-Ks from a year ago, the 10-Qs.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at the accounting records we have right now, and I have not seen that party any document that I've looked at.
Okay. Mr. Wanger had mentioned that you lease stuff from, I believe, from Mr. Michael, or that's just the IP that you have, you lease from.
I think what he's saying is that with respect to the name Lorne Michaels, he was not familiar with that name prior
okay.
to the day.
Okay. With regard to the teardown of the Saturday Night Live exhibit, I've been CC'd on emails from, I guess, a labor union that is upset about non-payment for that work. What's the status of that?
It's one of the ones that I have set up. It wasn't an accrual account. This is for the workers in New York that helped do the digital creation part. They were like, let me see, I got a mess.
Is this the Team Industries or something to that effect?
I'm not sure what union they uh-huh. they go under. Performance fees, Saturday Night Live, New York. We have an accrual in our books, meaning we recognize we probably owe it.
Are these pre-petition debts or post-petition debts? So stuff was going on post-petition, the tear-down of the Saturday Night Live exhibit and that kind of thing.
I think these fees were to create the show.
Okay.
I was told by my assistant controller.
Okay.
No, this is not the amount that I think you're referring to.
Yeah. Okay. Did the debtor utilize third-party independent contractors, labor unions, et cetera, in the tear-down of the Saturday Night Live exhibit?
We quite often utilize independent contractors to set up and tear down.
So to the extent that those services were rendered post-petition, have those parties been paid?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I don't know either. I just seem to be subject to a lot of email traffic regarding that issue.
I can find out for you.
Okay.
Do you know exactly the name of the group or creditors?
The name that leaps to mind is the Team Industries. And also,
they're like a placement agency, I believe.
And also, Mr. Blanks, as well as myself, have been CC'd on emails that I, as I read them, demand payment for post-petition services for the debtor.
We have been very...
Or perhaps pre-petition services that the debtor was authorized to pay through first-day motions.
We've been very careful
okay.
in who we pay, and if there's an invoice that overlaps petition
okay.
date, we've been prorating it.
Okay.
For example, advertising, we would only pay so many days of June.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do any members of the does anyone at the meeting have any questions for the debtor? Does anyone have any questions for Premier Exhibitions Management? It doesn't appear that anyone does. At this time, I don't have anything further. The requests at this time are to file an addendum regarding exhibits, inventory. Obviously, the debtor knows its business better than I do, so I'll just leave it to the debtor's discretion as just to provide a bit more detail regarding its assets. And Schedule E and F need to be amended to correctly disclose what's contingent, unliquidated, and disputed, and what's not. And we'll continue to move the meetings together. And so this meeting will be continued at the same date and time as Premier Exhibitions. And with that, this meeting is continued.